News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, authority, hierarchy, structure. These words came, or come rather, with undeniable negative connotations. But perhaps a little authority is good in a society where deference is an outdated concept. Eliane Glazier certainly thinks so. In a recent article in The Guardian, she discussed how some authority can have a positive influence on our lives. She joins us now. Eliane, you feel we need a little more authority in our lives?
Yes, well, I find this myself as a parent, that in the olden days, parents and teachers were able to say to children, sit down, be quiet, you know, give them direct instructions like that. Nowadays, you hear teachers and parents saying to their children, would you mind just sitting down for me, please? Or can I just ask you to be a little bit quieter? And giving them these sort of apologetic requests rather than straightforward instructions. So I see this in the realm of parenting and teaching. But I also see it in the realm of politics, that, again, in the olden days, politicians would say what they believed in. They wouldn't be afraid to set out their stall and tell voters what they stand for. Nowadays, I think politicians apologise for being politicians. They're supposed to listen to voters and consult us at every opportunity through focus groups or by quoting our questions in Prime Minister's questions. You see Jeremy Corbyn doing this, quoting Lorna from Luton. What does she want to ask the Prime Minister? Well, I want to know what he wants to ask the Prime Minister as leader of the opposition.
Yeah, when I was a kid, one of the things that I remember is I would always have addressed my aunties and uncles as, you know, auntie. Patsy, Uncle Ger, that's gone. My friends' parents would always have been Mr. and Mrs., Mr. Byrne, Mrs. Bailey. That's gone as well. It's all first name terms. Now, look, I'm not saying we should go back to that. I'm not necessarily saying I want my friends' kids to call me Mr. Coleman. But that deference is gone. And I suppose there are consequences to that as well.
Yeah, I think that we need to distinguish between good forms of authority and bad. So in a way, I think children calling adults by using their titles and so on, that there's a good side to that, which acknowledges that there isn't. Adults are different from children. They are in a different role and a position of authority, and it's acknowledging respect that children should have for people with more age and experience. But I think that the mistake is to think that authority should just be bestowed simply by virtue of age or privilege or accident of birth, the right kind of, you're born into the right kind of family. I think that's where the problems start, is this sort of automatic deference. So I think it's important to distinguish between deference to people who occupy positions of authority based on their expertise and just knee-jerk automatic authority to people by virtue of tradition. I think that's where the problems come in. Mm. I think the problem is that we have today is that the death of deference has fallen out in all the wrong ways. So on the one hand, we do have lots of deference still in our culture, despite all the cliche that deference is dead. We do have lots of deference still in our culture. All those TV shows where people are competing for the approval of these panel of judges, yeah. Or we do have lots of authoritarian leaders in power all around the world. So we do have lots of power and deference, but it's really being exercised by all the wrong people. And actually, the people that we're attacking are the people who keep us safe. So experts, you know, food inspectors, regulators, people who are regulating business, and actually, interestingly, all the people who are calling for, you know, the death of authority, often those people are people like tech moguls. They're the Silicon Valley giants,
yeah,
you know, who are saying,
yeah,
you citizens are in charge. Well, we're not in charge. It's just an illusion that is really designed to conceal a much more insidious form of inequality.
look, you make a really compelling argument. I suppose my final question would be, though, we've probably got the balance wrong, as we had got the balance wrong in the other direction before. But is this the lesser of two evils? Is it better to have, you know, less deference and less authority than the other extreme?
Well, I would say that if it wasn't the case that we did have all this really obscene levels of inequality in our culture, and we didn't have the rise of these authoritarian leaders who are taking power across the world. You know, I think that really that we think that we're getting rid of authority, but actually what we're ending up with is greater powers and abuse of power in politics and in corporate and financial life.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Eliane Glazer, writer, lecturer and radio producer. Thanks indeed for speaking to us this morning. Eliane is also the author of the upcoming book, Anti-Politics, on the Demonization of Ideology, Authority and the State. It's going to be published next week.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.